Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 97. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode is brought to you by Body Sculpt of New York's Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. Join us on Saturday, June 24th, for the 14th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, which will take place in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. Curvy Chick Fitness was created by celebrity fitness instructor Charity Lynette. Most of Charity's life, she was overweight, and although playing high school and college basketball, she still struggled with her weight. The turning point in her life was the surprising loss of her mom due to unhealthy living. Fueling her choice to start a healthier lifestyle, and with her mother in mind, she dedicated her life to helping others do the same, losing over 100 pounds in the process. Since then, Charity has continued to work within hospitals and health fairs nationally to teach women that although they all have curves, healthy curves is what she wants women to keep in mind. Charity Lynette has been featured in numerous media outlets such as Bustle.com, Hip Hop Weekly, First for Women, Full Blossom Magazine, Centric TV, New York Daily News, Abigail Magazine, Entertainment Scoop, Boston Fitness Magazine, and many, many others. I am pleased to have Charity Lynette on our 6 weeks to Fitness podcast. Charity, how are you?
I am great. I'm great, great, great.
Excellent, excellent. Now, before we talk about Curvy Chick Fitness, let's talk a little bit about you, okay?
Okay.
So
I can do that.
Okay. I think you are an authority, an expert on you. So we'll talk about you first. So where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in a small town in California called Atascadero. I was originally born in Tacoma, Washington. My parents were in the military, so we moved around a lot, but my mom's family is originally from California. So small town, I was literally one of the only black girls. I think there was probably five of us. And I was like one of three of like full black girls. But yeah, it was very different. Like I said, I was one of the few black girls, you know, struggled with hair, struggled with, you know, body image and, you know, being surrounded by a lot of smaller girls. I didn't really get active till later in high school. So growing up was just, you know, me and my brother, my mom was around, dad wasn't around, but, you know, me and my brother just trying to find our way and hanging out with kids in the neighborhood.
So you said your mother and your dad, they were not around?
My mom was around, my dad wasn't. So it was just me, my mom, and my brother growing up.
Okay. And so, you're from a military background?
Yeah, both parents from the military. They met in the military, actually.
Wow, okay. Okay, I was in the military, yeah. So I know how that...
That
can be. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. So basically you were not as active as a child. You weren't as active. You were sociable with your brother and friends, but you weren't active as far as athletically.
Yeah, no, not at all. I was clearly I'm 6 feet tall. I'm a good, you know, 190, 200 pounds now. So I was clearly visibly bigger than, you know, my peers. But, yes. You know, my mom said that I never addressed, you know, sports or wanting to play basketball. I think the only thing I did was I started dancing kind of like my freshman year in high school was when I really started to do anything physically active.
Okay.
Which was weird. I'm too big to be dancing.
You felt that way, right?
Well, no, I didn't feel that way. I just didn't understand. But like looking back, like I was, you know, such a tall girl, big girl, like, yes. You know, backup dancers aren't 6 feet tall.
but
not the women anyways.
Right. Not for women. The men tend to be. Wow. Wow. So I know you played basketball in high school and college. And I guess you fit right in because you were tall.
Right, but the crazy part was I didn't even play basketball because I was good or anything. I originally was a thrower, so I threw shot put and discus my freshman year, and surprisingly, I was pretty good at it. And so when my coach found out that I was moving after my freshman year, that's when I went back to Tacoma, Washington. He goes, you know, make sure you try out for the basketball team. He's like, you're not going to be very good. You're, you know, you're clumsy. Don't be offended by this. But, you know, the footwork with basketball will help you with throwing shot put and discus. And I did. And I ended up being good. So,
wow,
kind of worked out.
Exactly. Exactly. So were you overweight at that time?
Yeah, I definitely was a chubby girl.
Okay. But where did this chubbiness come from? Was it your lifestyle at the time? Your parents basically fed you a lot? You didn't weren't as active? What do you think caused most of the overweight?
I would say the food. Because at that time I was fairly active, you know, between basketball practice, track practice, being outside, you know, this, you know, we weren't driving cars or riding trains. We were riding our bikes and walking everywhere. But, you know, looking back, it just was food. You know, nutrition played a major role in that for sure.
Let's talk about your mom now. I know your mom passed away not too long ago, correct?
Yeah, 8 years ago.
8 years ago. And she was not very healthy herself.
No, she definitely like had moments where, you know, she would go to the doctors and the doctor would say, you know, Miss Bryan, I need you to lose some weight. We need you to stop smoking, you know, but her military background, I think, contributed to depression, to just bad eating habits. She was she smoked cigarettes. She drank liquor. So a lot of that stuff just kind of, you know, I don't think helped her with wanting to just do better.
She had a heart attack at a young age, correct?
Yeah. She suffered, like, she had hepatitis C, she had liver issues, she had a heart condition, like, literally just kind of, like, shutting down, and, you know, the medication, you know, we kind of had a case open for a little bit because the medications were starting to cross over, and it's like, should you be giving the alcoholics certain, you know, certain medications, so it just was a lot of things that were going on with her.
You saw this, and you decided that you were going to make a change in your health. What happened that made you make a change, and what changes did you make?
Well, originally, like, she had this medical book that, you know, just kind of documented her medical history of going back and forth to the doctors, and everything, just all the remedies, or, you know, what they were saying that would, you know, help in whatever her condition was, you know, eat better, work out, and, you know, things like that. And then, you know, I spoke with her doctor a couple times, and at the time when she passed, I was about 310. So then, you know, he had mentioned to me, you know, some of this stuff is hereditary based off of, you know, your her mother's history. You know, he had just mentioned to me, you know, what is it that you're going through? What is it that you're doing? He just kind of was one of those, like, you know, just be careful in the future because of what just happened to your mom, you know, type situation. So again, at the time I was 310 and I just was like, you know, I was looking for, I just got a new job and I was looking for pants at Lane Bryant. Like, I was looking for a size 26 and I just was like, this is not going to work. Like 26 pants. Like, this is not going to work for me. So, I actually read a book on, I had a friend that was doing the Master Cleanse and, you know, I didn't do that in hopes to lose weight. I just was reading the book and the information that I just started just getting just like knowledge hungry about, you know, what's in our food, what's in our air, these daily things that we consumed. And I actually just started with the cleanse just because I thought maybe I should just start with the ridding my body of certain toxins and things of that nature. So that way I could just kind of get a jump start on everything.
And that kind of segued into you losing weight and changing.
Because I was going off of how I felt. Like, I mean, I hope this isn't too graphic, but when you do the cleanse, and then you're still, like, going to the bathroom. Like, that disturbed me in a certain kind of way. And, like, the color of things that were coming out of me and the fact that I hadn't put food in my body in, like, 4 or 5 days, like, that really affected me. Like, in my – just, like, looking at certain things. And, you know, the book tells you you're going to get sick. You're getting rid of these things. Like, I was sick, and my friends were like, why are you putting yourself through this? But what was coming out of my body literally disgusted me. So that's really kind of that's really what got to me.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure it was mucus and all types of toxins Exactly. I get it. I understand. 100%. Yes. So we can definitely go there. I have nutritionists on all the time, and we definitely talk about these things. So, but I also understand that you were a plus size model. Was it at this time?
No, this was before. I didn't really get into modeling until I moved to Portland, and one of my basketball teammates, she was actually a plus size model. And she's like, you should think about modeling. You're tall. And I'm like, a model? I feel like I'm fat. What are you? She's like, well, there's a thing called plus size modeling. I didn't know anything about it. So, and she said it to me a few times, and then I kind of heard it from other people. And then I ended up doing a fashion show for a friend on my basketball team who was also a singer. And I went to the designer who was like a local plus size designer in Portland and, just got fitted and we're having a conversation. And he just was like, you probably could, you got to work on your photos. You got to, work on your skin and just certain things that, that come with modeling. And then I just kind of got, hungry again. And just as far as just looking up information and seeing what I could do and, how I could start doing something like that in Oregon where I was at the time.
Okay, so this was all before you started cleansing. So you're
It was a little simultaneous. Like the cleanse came after my mom. The modeling came probably like maybe 6, 7 months later because I ended up losing my job because everything that happened with my mom, I was unemployed. So then that's when I would do the fashion show for my friend, and then I started doing extra work, like being like a background actor. So that just freed up my time to do a lot of stuff. So then I started working with photographers. So it all was like kind of interchangeable within a year of each other when everything started happening.
Okay. So then you did the cleanse, you started to lose weight, you started to change your lifestyle. Okay. And so when and how did Curvy Chick Fitness come into play? What happened?
So, Kirby, so I ended up coming to New York. I originally was just going to come visit a couple agencies, let them look at my photos, get their feedback, and then I was going to go back to Portland, reshoot, yada, 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 then come back to New York. And then I was like, I could just move here. Like, I don't, I had 3 jobs in Portland. I was doing customer service-based stuff. I'm like, I could do that in New York. Talked to my friend, a college friend was already here, and I literally just like packed a bag and came. So when I originally moved to New York, it was, more model focused. And then I ended up speaking with my publicist, and we met. He heard my story, and he's just like, it literally was like a light bulb. He's like, why aren't you training women? And I'm like, I don't really know. Like, you know what I mean? I never really had thought of it in that way. I just cared about, what I was going through and what I was doing. And, no one around me was really doing any of that. And so when I met him and we talked about everything, he's like, you should be training women. You know, modeling is great. It's, it's good money if you can get into it. He's like, but you need something else. And so, it wasn't far. I coached college ball for 5 years, so it wasn't far away from that. So I literally did a fitness photo shoot and used the hashtag Curvy Girl Fitness, and then I ended up changing it because there's a girl in Atlanta who uses that name for like a boxing ring, whatever. And so I ended up changing girl to chick, and literally like that was it. That's how I have Curvy Chick Fitness.
That's how it got started. Now, who's your publicist? Is that Ernest?
Yeah, Ernest Jackson. Yes,
Ernest
yes, yes, yes.
Jackson. Okay, great. So you guys got together, and all of a sudden, Curvy Chick Fitness was formed. And now what is the mission for Curvy Chick Fitness?
The mission is I really just wanted to create a platform of support because when I was going through everything, my friends made fun of me. They were like, oh, Charity's getting salad. Oh, Charity can't eat that. It was like, they weren't making fun of me, but you know how people close to you, put in little remarks. And I just didn't have a support system. I didn't have anyone to go to for advice. I didn't have anyone to go to cry about, to be happy about. My 1 to 2 inches being gone. And I just, that's whack. Like when you go through something like that, you need the support. You need to be encouraged. You need to be around someone positive so that you can
Definitely.
keep going and not lose focus. And so I just wanted to create something where women could come and not feel intimidated. A lot of trainers that are, I'm not saying anything wrong or bad about a trainer who's, a size 4, who's very lean. I wanted women to be like, you know what? She knows what I've been through. She's been 300 pounds. She knows what it feels like to try to do a burpee and you can't get back up, And I just wanted women to know, like, hey, I've been there. You don't have to be a size 2 to be, to be quote unquote fit or healthy. So
exactly.
I just wanted women to have something that we could call our own and feel good about it.
Very good, because I do know, and one of my questions to you was going to be that most people in society believe that that only thin people could be fit, right?
Absolutely not. And exactly. When people are like, oh, you're a trainer, like, oh, I can see it. But then it's like, I get certain looks when I say I'm a trainer, but then if I say I'm a plus model, it's like, oh, you're not big enough to be plus, but I'm not small enough to be a trainer. You know what I mean? It's that kind of fine line. I'm just like,
yes.
I'm both, and get on with your life.
Exactly. And get over it and get on with it. Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So, but you lost a total of 100 pounds, right?
Yes. 110 to be exact.
110. Wow.
110.
And would you say the reasons you lost that amount of weight was due primarily to exercise or nutrition?
I would say it's a combination of both.
Okay.
I initially, when I first started, I didn't have a nutrition factor down. I just was doing cardio,
right.
You know, lost a good 30, 40 pounds via cardio. You know how that, you know, plateaus. And then at the time I was working at a gym and one of the trainers there was like, you know, I see you doing a lot of cardio. You've got incorporate weight. So I started lifting, and then that, you know, clearly just brought the inches down.
Exactly.
But then, you know, I had gained back 30. I just wasn't getting the food part of it. I just wasn't, I hadn't had that part figured out. And so now I maintain because of food, because of running, because of the weights, you know, the combination of everything.
Definitely. So now are you a nutritionist as well as a group fitness trainer?
No. I'm not. You know, when I give out food advice, I really just speak from the basics. I don't go too deep because, you know, when you're not certified in certain things, you can't speak too much on it.
Right.
You know, when girls talk about food, I'm like, you know, go with the basics. Grows from the ground, grows from the tree. You're probably okay with it. You know, I can't cross that line too much.
Exactly. But you are proof positive that whatever changes you made works. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's important. I think women, especially women from the African culture, African diaspora, whether it be Latino or whatever, they tend to be heavier, more curvaceous, let's say, curvier.
Yeah.
People mistake that for being overweight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case. But you've got to be healthy, and that's what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
right? You can be curvy, but you've got to be healthy. That's the key.
I outran this girl who, she was a small girl and she thought she was going to outrun me. And I beat her. You know, we did like 3 miles and she didn't think that I could beat her in time.
Really?
And I beat her by like 45 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
And I would say that shocked her, didn't it?
Yeah, I did. Because I mean, I'm a runner. You know, I definitely haven't done a marathon. I think I'm probably game to do a half. But, you know, I run. I'm not running every day, but I run at least, I'd say 15 to 20 miles a week, you know, with a combination. I like doing like a weight room circuit. I like having my heart rate up.
Right.
So my cardio is on point. Don't let my, you know, these hips fool you.
Exactly.
I can move.
Now, let's talk about your training routine. I mean, you're in the gym how many days a week?
I'd say about 3 to 4 days.
Okay, 3 to 4 days. And this is basically aerobic and strength training, correct?
Yeah, I'm definitely a weight room girl. I love lifting. I love doing, you know, I try not to do I don't rest that much. So, you know, I'll work an upper body, go straight to the legs, do core, and just kind of rotate it around. Because I don't always have 2-3 hours to be in the gym. So I just kind of get something in for about an hour and work multiple muscle groups that way.
Oh, definitely. Do you find that most women are afraid of weight training?
Oh, absolutely. That's mainly what I do with women, to be honest, because girls will get on a cardio machine and go 20, 30, an hour long, but they are afraid of weights. And it's so crazy that
it is, yes.
The women, when I taught them, like, yeah, I've never done that. I've never done this machine. I've never done a bicep curl. And I'm just like, this is where we need to be.
Yes.
And they're like, just like, but, and I always, and this is my always, they're this is what I always say to them. They say, well, I'm afraid of getting bulky. I'm afraid of looking mannish. And
yes.
I put my arms up. I'm like, does my body look mannish? Do I look bulky? They're like, no, it's perfect. I'm like, all right, then. I live 3 days a week. Let's go. That's always their excuse. And I'm like, does my body look like a man? And they're like, no, I look good. There's no way.
That's good. That's very good. Very good.
That's my favorite example.
I mean, again, you are the example. That's why it's perfect that you have this business. Women aspire to look like you and feel as confident as you do, you know?
Yeah.
Be you know, confident in your skin. That's awesome. Now, when it comes to Curvy Chick Fitness, now, you're training your clients. Now, is this personal training or is it group fitness training?
It's a combination of both. I have a few clients I work with individually. I have a couple that, you know, they couple up together. We're outside. It just, it depends on, you know, the situation and the day of the week.
Okay. And do you train your clients in the gym or at home? How's that work?
Everywhere. We go to a gym. You know, there's a lot of gyms where you can bring a guest. We do that situation.
Okay.
I have clients that have their own gym in their building. You know how New York is. There's, you know, their buildings have gyms, you know, downstairs in the basement. I do that. A lot of times we go outside once the weather starts getting really nice.
Yes.
So it's a little bit of everything.
Okay. Now, how long has it have Curvy Chick Fitness been around?
2013, 14. Oh my gosh, I feel like I should know this by heart. I believe 13.
Okay, so
going on 3 years. Yeah,
about 4 years old.
About three years. Yeah.
Okay, great. And I understand you're a celebrity fitness trainer. So, what celebrities have you worked with?
I have worked with. I did a couple things with Roxanne Shanté.
Yes,
she's fun. Robin Kasner from Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, cool.
She's still actually a current client.
Nice.
A couple girls from some reality shows. Elizabeth, I always mess up her last name.
Okay.
She was on one of the dating shows. Oh, I forget the name of the show.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Because I've seen some of your promos for you. I understand you did an event recently with one of the hip-hop reality stars.
Oh, yeah, that was with Sophie Greene. I did a couple. I also work at a running store. So I've been hosting some group runs out of the store.
Jackrabbit.
So Jackrabbit. I had Brandon Marshall
from
Denver Broncos. I had Bernard Pierce. He was there with Sophie.
Wow.
So I don't work with them as far as like training Sophie, but they totally came and did a run. We did a live Q&A. It was really good.
I see that you're out there. What is it, or where do you think, or do you want Curvy Chick Fitness to be within the next 5 years?
The next 5 years?
Yes.
I would love to have my own studio, because as much as I love New York, chasing all over the city for these workouts is tiresome. So I would totally love to have my own studio where women can come and you can do personal sessions, have a studio big enough to do a group session.
Yes.
And just it really just be like a boutique style studio where women could just come and get their workout in, get a lot of a positive energy, a lot of positive love.
Yes.
I would love to maybe have a hair situation downstairs, but, you know, just have multiple locations. But at least within the 5 years, I definitely want to have at least one.
And do you see your company being a global brand?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, are you also into merchandising at all with your, you know, clothes, T-shirts, whatever?
Yeah, for sure. I have a couple of ideas.
Okay, okay. Well, we want to see you implement them very soon, okay?
On it.
Yes, because I noticed that I like how you are putting yourself out there, you know?
Thank you.
I think that's awesome.
That is Ernest Jackson.
Yeah.
Ernest Media. If anyone needs publicists.
Yeah, that's
guy.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love it. And the name Curvy Chick Fitness, it's very catchy. And I work.
Yeah,
with
I love
lot,
it.
I work with a lot of curvy chicks. Okay. When I say
I
say
work with
that,
a lot of plus models too.
Yes.
That, you know.
So I mean, like heavy, you know, women who are more, you know, curvy than anything else. So someone like yourself, you're a perfect role model.
Thank you.
Perfect. Now, how can my listeners stay in touch with Curvy Chick Fitness?
They can follow, literally, Curvy Chick Fitness is the same on every platform. Twitter, Instagram, you go to my website, you can find a link to my blog. I'm really starting to get more updated with that. So I'm putting out just different things that you might not see on Instagram. You know, Instagram, you're kind of limited with certain things that you put out.
Yes.
But my website is curvychickfitness.com. Instagram is Curvy Chick Fitness Official. Twitter is Curvy Chick Fitness. Same thing on Facebook. Just Google Curvy Chick Fitness. You'll find it all.
Okay, great. Now, do you do any speaking engagements as well as training?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, good. That's good. That's good to know. And what is the core message that you're trying to convey to all the women out there?
It's about balance. I find that a lot of women I'm in the gym 5 days a week. I'm eating clean every day. When it's like, first of all, how are you going to go from no days a week to all of a sudden 5 to 6 days a week? It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you would already be doing it, you know? So I try to tell them, I ease them into it, and I tell them it's about balance. 80% of the time, get your clean food in, get your 30 minutes in every other day. On the weekend, if someone's birthday, you want a piece of cake, have a little piece of cake, but don't use it as an opportunity to like maybe mess up your whole day, you know? So I really try to teach them it's about balance because that's more obtainable. That's more, you can keep that up for a longer period of time than saying no bread, no sugar, no nothing next, 40 days. You know how these fitness challenges are.
I do.
I just try to get them to be realistic and get that balance in. Like someone saw me eat a French fry the other day and they freaked out. Like, how does your body allow you to eat fries? I'm like, because I have fries right now, but tomorrow it's a different day. Like, that's not what I'm eating every day. So balance is key.
Balance is definitely key. So I guess if they had a camera following you around 24/7 and they see that you, oh no, that's a French fry. How dare she eat a French fry?
No, I snacked that and I'm just like, for those who think I eat perfectly, here's a little ice cream that I had, but I do that to let them know, like, it can be done. You don't have to deprive yourself. It's food.
Yes.
There's a lot of good food, especially New York. New York is the worst place when it comes to food. So,
that is funny.
Have your brunch, but on Monday, get right back to it.
Yes, and I agree with you when it comes to the 80-20 rule. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
100% on that. The majority of the time, you've got to eat healthy. You've got to exercise. You got to lead a healthy lifestyle,
Mm-hmm.
But you're not perfect, all right? It's not going to be
exactly. Anybody,
but you have to also enjoy your life, okay? So that's excellent. Now, how much of this would you say, and this is my final question, what role would you say the mind plays when it comes to exercise and improving your health?
That's a major role. You've got to mentally prepare yourself for certain things. And I think a lot of women are really hard on themselves. I tell them what you look at in the media, those girls don't look like the girls in the media. I think it plays an important role. So I always start a session, a consultation. I always speak to these women, see where their mind's at, see what's going on in their life that's having them feel this way about themselves. I try to make sure I'm always positive and being encouraging so that they have someone positive that they're, that they can remember and reflect on when they're feeling a certain type of way about themselves.
Right. So in a way, you become almost like a life coach to people. You're not just a trainer. You're someone that they can talk to and share their feelings and, with as well. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely.
And since I get
some of my clients, we were definitely like close and just in a different way that I think that's what brings them back. I've had girls that, might stray away because of time or whatever, or maybe because their schedule changed and they worked with a different trainer, but they always come back. Like, these girls come back and I love that. I know that it's that connection that, that they feel.
Yes. Could be a mental or emotional connection, Now, that's awesome. Now, you don't have to tell me your rates, but would you say your rates for the average person is affordable?
I think so, because people keep telling me to raise my rates.
Oh, really?
I've had several people like, are you sure you were worth more? So, I feel like when I started, I'm not going to be like, oh, $100 a session. I just started. So I've been, I do my little percentage increase each year, but I think they're affordable.
Okay, well, good. Now, do you have any Anything else you'd like to share with my listeners before we end the podcast?
I don't know.
You think you?
I am working on a. No, I do have something to share. Okay. I am working on a YouTube show called "What's in Your Basket," so I definitely want people to be on the lookout for that. That show is really going to really be taking you through kind of just kind of how my system works anyway, you know, take you through the consultation, introduce you to, you know, whoever my guest is. We're going to, you know, take trips to the grocery store. I'm going to come home and
nice.
Or go to your home, and we're going to get stuff on the, you know, on the skillet, show you how to cook right, really talk to you and get that mentorship that, that, you know, get in your head, see what's going on. So I do want people to be on the lookout for that, because that's going to be a dope show.
Okay, and also make sure you or Ernest let me know so I can announce it on the podcast as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, I am so glad you had the chance to call in. Charity Lynette, founder of Curvy Chick Fitness. On behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I truly want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for my show, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weekstofitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.